This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia has unleashed a string of attacks on crucial infrastructure throughout Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Whilst the heaviest fighting in recent days has concentrated around Ukraine's eastern front, the attacks struck far behind the front line of that offensive. Ukrainian railway authorities said five railway facilities in central and western Ukraine were hit, including a missile attack near the western city of Lviv. Russia's defense ministry confirmed that the Russian military also destroyed an oil refinery in Kremenchuk in central Ukraine, along with fuel depots there. The ministry also confirmed that a total of 56 Ukrainian targets were destroyed overnight. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Moscow announced a ceasefire in the besieged city of Mariupol to evacuate civilians. The United States says it believes Ukraine can win the war against Russia if it has the right equipment. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin said that Monday. Britain is to send Ukraine armored vehicles able to fire missiles against invading Russian aircraft, Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said Monday. Ukrainian forces have been using UK-donated Starstreak high-velocity and low-velocity missiles against Russian forces for more than 3 weeks, he told Parliament. The minister said that Britain's assessment was that, quote, approximately 15,000 Russian personnel have been killed during their offensive, and over 2,000 armored vehicles have been destroyed or captured, end quote. Now to China's capital, Beijing. The city of more than 21 million has begun mass testing and shutting down residential and business districts amid a new outbreak of COVID-19. Residents were staying home and stocking up on food as a safeguard against the possibility that they could be confined to their homes, as has happened in multiple cities, including the financial hub of Shanghai. This is VOA News. Twitter's board and Tesla